We're going to follow up this morning on a delayed election in the West Bank and Gaza. The ruling Palestinian Fatah movement tried to hold primary elections this week to determine its candidates for the Palestinian parliamentary elections, which are scheduled for late January. But the Fatah primaries were abruptly postponed in Gaza following scattered violence and charges of fraud. Voting in some West Bank locales was also halted. Analysts say the disruptions could benefit the militant Islamist groups, as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
On the streets of the West Bank city of Ramallah, heavily armed Palestinian security men set up an impromptu checkpoint. It's part of Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas's Get Tough effort to combat lawlessness. Everything that's stolen or illegal, or if a car is unregistered, we immediately confiscate it all, says First Lieutenant Mohammed Zahour, adding, these are the instructions from President Abbas. But security and order remain elusive on many Palestinian streets and in voting sites. In the Gaza Strip Monday, an armed Fatah faction stormed some polling stations, fired in the air, stole, and in a few cases set fire to ballot boxes. The primaries were halted. Thursday, there was more trouble. Gunmen allegedly connected to one branch of the Fatah-affiliated Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades burst into a Gaza City complex housing several top ministers. Brandishing rocket-propelled grenades and AK-47s, they called the primaries a terrible failure and denounced the voting delay. Even in the West Bank, where recent primaries were largely violence-free, both winners and losers complain of fraud, ballot stuffing, and intimidation. 61-year-old Samir Shahadi is a member of Fatah's Revolutionary Council and a former confidant of the late Yasser Arafat. A classic of the Fatah old guard, Shahadi lost his primary campaign. He alleges fraud and says all primary results in all the Palestinian-run areas should be declared invalid.
Concerning the primaries, I have demanded that the results everywhere be nullified. The results have not produced the type of leader Fatah needs in the new Legislative Council.
The Palestinian primaries were supposed to be a test run for the January vote and a chance for President Abbas to highlight attempts to bring more openness to Fatah after decades of autocratic rule under Arafat. But the electoral chaos in Gaza and allegations of cheating in the West Bank have left many Palestinians dispirited and frustrated about the process and the January election. Dr. Sami Shabib is a columnist for the newspaper Al-Ayam.
What's happening now within Fatah is a great loss, a waste. We Palestinians look politically primitive and unable to really engage in the democratic struggle.
Where voting did go smoothly, many veteran Fatah members either didn't run or were soundly defeated by younger militants. Some of Fatah's younger candidates benefited from the view widely held on Palestinian streets that the old guard is corrupt, inept, and bereft of ideas. That same view has helped the militant group Hamas, which is fielding candidates for the parliamentary election for the first time. The political rifts within Fatah break down along lines of age, experience, and ideology. The primary results have left many in the old Fatah leadership, like Samir Shahadi, demoralized and grasping to assert their relevance.
What some call the old guard has a right to continue our national role. We are still relevant. We are not independent yet, and we have not established our state.
In contrast to the quiet in losing candidates Shahadi's headquarters, the Ramallah office of Fatah primary winner Kadura Fares is thick with people, political talk, and cigarette smoke. The 44-year-old Fares is a supporter of Marwan Barghouti, the most popular figure in Fatah. Barghouti swept a victory in the West Bank primaries, despite the fact that he's serving a life sentence in an Israeli jail for murder. Fares, who also won a Fatah slot for the January legislative race, says despite the voting turmoil, the primaries represent a step forward for Fatah.
Democracy inside Fatah has been fossilized for years. So now that we have decided to engage the movement in democracy, we're going to have obstacles.
But it's not clear how far that democratization will go. In the end, a committee headed by President Abbas will decide the final list of Fatah candidates. The powerful Palestinian Authority Civil Affairs Minister, Mohammed Dahlan, voiced fear that Abbas will end up picking his own candidates, the way the late Yasser Arafat always did. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.